Hi everyone, it's Sam, NFT Statistics, and this is your Proof Daily NFT Countdown. The story of the day, of course, is Pudgy Penguins getting into 2,000 Walmarts around the United States. Just another kind of chapter in the Pudgy Penguin ascension that we've seen for a lot of this year. Also going to talk about a couple art sales and a bit of Frentech data and a whole lot more. Starting off with a quick market overview. Volume's kind of still in that range they've been in. Had a nice little bump up in unique buyers. So that is always good to see. Large cap index has kind of flattened off a little bit. You know, obviously that downward trend is still very much intact, but a little bit of a flat movement recently. And that was largely because we had a bit of strength in Pudgy Penguins, weakness in D-Gods and M'Lady. With M'Lady, it seems there was a court case that happened a couple weeks ago. Or I don't know, a court case, but the team or the founder sued a couple of the employees and those employees have countersued. So that's just never good. You don't want too much legal drama going on in a situation like that. And M'Lady was a little bit weak on the back of that. The mid-cap index floor chart continues to trend a fair bit lower, had some strength in Psychedelics Anonymous and Rec Guy and weakness in Nakamigos as well as Cyber Brokers. Wanted to look at Frentech, the top 250 key index. What this looks at is if every day you buy the 250 most expensive keys, what's the one-day return on that? And just kind of compounds those one-day returns. And you can see that we hit another all-time high yesterday. First time we've done that in a couple weeks. It's really mid-July that the last high was reached. In terms of volume, you know, still seeing a lot more buy volume than sell volume. This is the fifth day in a row where there was more buy volume than sell volume on Frentech. Wanted to look into this ferocious drop. As you remember, or maybe you don't remember, but I talked about it a couple weeks ago. Ferocious is doing this FIWOS drop. The first step of that was giving all paint holders their own drop. Here you can see Ferocious say, I just dropped 7,367 Ferocious. It felt so intense. I was so shaky while doing the transactions, excited, nervous because Etherscan looks intimidating. LOL, I agree with you, Ferocious. Let's have a quick look. Those that were dropped saw prices kind of going in between that 0.1 and 0.2 ETH range. Current floor is around 0.12. So on 7,000, that is nothing to scoff at. They did say that over the course of the rest of the drop, which will be tomorrow and the next day, the price that they're asking people to pay is 0.125 and 0.4. They also did say, though, that if there wasn't demand, that those prices would be lower. So we will see where those prices come out for them to get the full 20,000 NFTs out there. I also want to talk about Pursuit by Per Christian. We talked about this last week, but this project is completely on fire. When we talked about it last week, the floor price was around 0.7, and that was a big W. That was a big W. The mint price was in the, like, the 0.3s or something like that, and we saw that floor price rise to 2.4 yesterday. Now it's around 2.0 ETH. I've said this before. I love Per Christian's art. I'm an old owner of a Harvest. I don't own a Pursuit, but I think Pursuit is so well done. We've also seen the Velocity Pass. This is the pass, the art pass done by Red Bull Racing. You know, and as you remember, the Pursuit art had that kind of race car theme embedded in nature, embedded in light. The Velocity Pass has completely pumped on the back of this, on the back of the success, as well as the fact that Snowfro is the next launch to happen. So really just a very well curated drop there. So congrats to everyone involved. Our projects had a fair bit of volume. Obviously, Beef Brothco continues to do a lot of volume. Floor up to 0.85, had one sale at 3.3 ETH. I'll show you that in a second. And then a bunch of sales in Chromie Squiggles. Let's have a quick look. I love this Chromie Squiggle. I just think it is awesome. 13.5 ETH sale. It is an 11 color spread. We talked about those mathematical full spectrums. This one looks close, but it is not quite. It is just off from being a mathematical full spectrum. It's about two colors off from that. This piece in the upper right, 3.3 wheat, is a Beef Brothco. That is the most expensive Beef Brothco to sell yet. A Ringer sold for about 25 ETH. That's a very low sale for a Ringer. I believe one of the lowest that we've seen in a while. And then a Gazers for 12.5 ETH. Second thing to talk about, Pudgy Penguins going to 2,000 Walmarts around the country. I want to go to Walmart just to go check it out. I actually did go onto walmart.com and bought three of them. Only cost me $40. Pumped to get those. They say it'll be here by Friday. I'll show them to you if we do get them. But here is the tweet from Pudgy Penguins. On this day, Web3 enters a brave new world. Pudgy toys with Pudgy World are now available in 2,000 Walmarts across the USA. And they had a nice little cute penguin video to go with it. What are the details? Again, they'll be in the aisles of 2,000 Walmarts. There's been, Luke also said that there have been 12 billion impressions across social media. That is 2 impressions for every human being on the planet. So that's a pretty big number, maybe 1.5 per human, but that is a lot of impressions. All toys also feature branding from other projects. I'll show you that in a second. There's D-Gods, Mebits, Quirkies, a few other projects involved there. And then there are 3 toys which are exclusive to Walmart. So that is all cool. Here is the kind of graphic they said with the traits. Every toy comes with a random trait from various NFT projects. There is Mebits here. You can see D-Gods t-shirt, Kumpai Pandas, Creeps, Utes, Quirkies coming soon, and a couple others. So love to see. I think that this kind of theme of Luca trying to bring along with his commercial success, with his visibility success, trying to bring along other projects with him for that ride. Certainly just something nice to see. Now, Carly Riley, good friend, said in this tweet here, what's important to understand about this is that it's not just Pudgies being on the shelves of every Walmart store. They're part of a pallet program, which means they're getting their own bespoke display in the middle of 2,000 Walmart stores for the next 6 weeks. So really getting kind of that special treatment from Walmart to put them front and center. And who knows? I'm curious what it is that Walmart loves so much about this brand. They don't have a movie. There isn't a TV show. And maybe it is just that, you know, when Pudgy Penguins launched on Amazon, DGens bought so many Pudgy Penguins. I bought 2. They actually never came, but I did buy 2. Maybe it's just that so many people bought so many Pudgy Penguins through this community that they're seeing the amount of sales it does, the amount of traffic it does, the way that this community actually cares about Web3 and wants to promote the brands that are involved here. Looking at the floor price chart, you can see Pudgy Penguins, kind of rose up to about 5 ETH. It's kind of a couple things are interesting to me about this chart. The first is that even with all this good news, all this goodwill, you know, we're still kind of at like 1-year averages. We're not even close to year-to-date highs. Just shows how much kind of the market has been negative on NFTs, that even a project that is firing on all cylinders is still kind of at the average for where they are over 1 year. The other thing is that if you actually look, this news started to get baked in about a week ago. The floor price really, really rose. And I was noticing that. I was like, this was kind of a stable coin at 4.1 ETH. And then suddenly it started really rising. Now, Luca did tweet a brave new world is coming. So he did kind of give some feelers out for it. But it does feel like, you know, perhaps some people knew that there was some news underway. If you look at Lil Pudgies, kind of a similar story. Nice little pump here. But again, kind of in the 50 percentile for where they've been over the course of the year. So congrats to Luca, congrats to Pudgy Penguins, congrats to everyone involved. Love to see it. And then lastly, let's talk about a few notable sales, starting off with one of my favorite artists, King Xerox. This sale called The Last ETH sold for 4 ETH. The buyer, Flying Beagle. Now I'm going to nominate Flying Beagle as the collector of the month, of the season. Every sale I'm talking about, Flying Beagle is buying. This guy is building a massive collection. So big ups to Flying Beagle. Just a very cool piece from King Xerox, 4 ETH. Great price for this market. On top of each of these kind of zombie type characters or whatever the purple guys are, it says like whales, banks, scam artists, all these different things. So pretty fun piece to look at in detail. Next, I'll talk about Evenings in the Parish by Cardinal. This piece sold for 2.5 ETH. Very cool sale. Looking at other Cardinal sales, he said sales as high as 5.5 ETH, 2.2, 3.7, 3.6. So this is certainly kind of right in that middle area, a 2.5 ETH sale for him. A little bit more about the artist. He's a Canadian contemporary artist, best known for his involvement in the glitch art movement. His work tackles complex storylines and double entendres, contemplating the unconscious norms of physical and digital life, and prodding the viewer for introspection and reflection. One more sale to talk about, this piece, Random Access Memory by Ampant1 and Ampantone. I think the name is pronounced Ampant1. Just makes sense that it's that. Ampant, I don't even know, but Ampant1. We've talked about this guy's work before. He has some incredible, or she, you know, has some incredible digital art that's been created. The buyer here was Colborn, so congrats to Colborn as well. If you look at the other Ampant1 sales, you can see, kind of always kind of playing this theme of looking at older computer images, had a little bit more color, a little bit more of a consistent kind of palette in the previous ones. But here you can see sales kind of in that 3 to 5 ETH range. So again, you know, pretty successful artist with another nice sale. That is all from me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, give us a like, tell us what you think in the comments, subscribe to the channel. We'll be back tomorrow and most weekdays with another show. Have a great day.